But do not worry or be angry with me for having sold me. It was God who sent me to that place before you in order to preserve your life. The hunger that has plagued the earth these last 2 years will last another 5 years more, and there will be neither sowing nor reaping. God sent me before you to save your life and your family and preserve the lives of many more. Therefore, it was God who sent me to this place and not you. It was He who made me an advisor to Pharaoh, an administrator to all his palace, and governor of all Egypt. In general, when complicated things happen to us, we look for those responsible, but only those who have been worked, those who understand what patience is and understand that in the midst of every circumstance, there is always a purpose. Do not waste time looking for people to throw at the guilt. They understand and they have deposited their life in God, and that He has them in the hands, carving them, working them, and preparing them for the opportunity, for the right moment. His faith has been working in such a way that He can already propel you in the moment that is right, so that you can still understand that the result of everything was to be where you should be, doing what God had already determined for you. That is wonderful. That happened with this man of faith, Joseph. I know that you know Joseph's story, and I'm going to dedicate this space to tell you. But I do like to meditate on his word in Genesis 45, when Joseph gets to be with his brothers, brothers who did not understand the plan, who let themselves be carried away by envy and anger and jealousy, and made the determination to sell Joseph and forget him. But simply, God took advantage of everything. It was the plan to place Joseph in the place where He already shown him in dreams. I have always imagined it. If Joseph had known the whole process he had to live to have made a dream come true in his heart, I think he would have stayed better with his dad, and he would have given up everything. Many times God is going to give you a promise, and He is going to speak to you. That is the end that He has for you. But when He reveals the words to you, when He gives you the promise, it's the beginning of everything. The fact that He shows you does not mean you are going to achieve it. A process is going to come, and those are in the training of God, in which our faith begins to grow and mature, so that at the end, when we reach that point where God wanted to take us, we should think as Joseph thought. He was in front of his brothers, and perhaps he had all the authority to put them in jail or take revenge on them, but no, he forgave them because he understood that they were simply part of the plan, that they were simply actors, that God allowed them to be there to work in the life of Joseph. And at the comments of this word, you will understand it. So please stop looking for the guilty in your life. Stop hiding under the excuse that it was your parent or your friend, and that's why you are in the condition in which you are in. No, each person around us, who is around us, they are part of God's project. Even Satan, thinking that trying to attack us and oppress us will harm us. It's not so. Because when God is in control, the heavens, the earth, and what is under the earth submit to their domain. And they will. And even Satan does not know God's plan. He doesn't know them. Because he remembers that Satan is a created being like you and me. He does not know, and perhaps through his strategy, he thinks he is finishing you. But when you give your life to God, He will make everything work for good, because there is a purpose. And when you understand that there is a purpose, the point will come when you start to look back and see. I imagine how Joseph sitting at some point and remembering his brothers planning his death, throwing him in that hole. And when the Ishmaelites caravan arrived, they sold him. I imagine Joseph arriving, thinking when he arrived in Egypt and all those years of service in Potiphar's house, and then going to jail for 3 years in jail, and now looking like the second most important person in Egypt after Pharaoh. Wow, this is tremendous. Now imagine the pressure that Joseph should feel, holding in his hands the responsibility of knowing that 7 years of hunger were coming. But in the 7 years of famine, he had to manage the resources of Egypt in such a way that Egypt would not suffer. But he was already prepared for that moment. And not so much for that moment, but for the moment of forgiveness. Now, being there before his brothers, therefore, his response to them was, "I have nothing against you. I am going to paraphrase you, because I have understood that in the end, you did not place me here. It was God. Did you remember the dream I had? It was God. You were simple actors in all this that the Lord had. That is why you today, like Joseph, you must understand perhaps everything that is happening around you is a part of the program. A story that God created for you and that has given you faith so that you can understand, have confidence, and remain firm. Because you are not going to be halfway. The purpose of God must be fulfilled in your life unless you desert and decide that it's not. But in the middle of the process, let the Lord guide you. Today I come to tell you about a faith that promotes, a faith that announces promotion. And when I speak to you about promotion, I am talking about progress, growth, walking towards where God has already established that you must walk and be where God wants you to be, because there are going to work. There are things that are going to be wanted. They are going to be blurring you and that are going to distract you. But remember that what's in desire is like a wave of the sea that comes from the heart, that today is and not tomorrow. Many times, what we want is not what we need. It makes us feel happy for a moment, but then it's lost. But when you have what you need, you feel comfortable. You see that it's totally different. God is what we need, not what our desire is. Because sometimes when we pray to God, we ask what our desire is, and it's very far from really suiting us, because one who created us does know. If you know what is convenient for us, we do not, but we are at his mercy. He makes everything possible. God is willing to sponsor those who want to start again, and God is sending me to you today through this word to tell you that he wants to promote you. Now imagine this. You get to this place and you start again, and God is sending you to me through this word to tell you that he wants to promote you. Now imagine this. You get from your bed like a normal day and you go to work. When you get to work, someone comes to your office and says to you, "You see, management, they need to talk to you." It turns out that in those days, many people have lost their job. And now they are at home because they determined to terminate their contract. And there is a rumor out there that many more are going to lose their position. And each person who loses their position is sent to management. And now they call you. What is the first thing that will come to mind? Perhaps because we are given that it's like when the call comes from you at 12 midnight or at 1 in the morning, that the first thing that comes to your mind is like, what? They're going to give me bad news. We are scared. I always wonder, why do we always have to wait for bad news? We knew and we know who we trust. If He is our Lord and takes care of everything, many times we allow ourselves to steal peace so easily. We lose joy so easily. And we lose it. Because it depends on us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He has given it to us. But we take things to heart and we let it be affecting us. What this world places before us, not even Satan can touch you. But the way he works lets it affect you or not. We have to learn to face every circumstance in life. Now imagine that you have to go to management. And they tell you, you already have to go to management. You start to think that you have to pay the house debt, the car debt. How are the children going to eat? How are you going to pay for school? What are you going to tell your wife if you come home and say you lost your job? Steven Spielberg is too small for us because we begin to think so many things that fit pieces, to give ourselves ideas that don't even come from God. But God continues to work and train the faith. Perhaps we can feel like Abraham. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you start walking and that road to that office, feeling like eternity, making the longest road. You wish you had not come to work so you don't have to receive bad news, because you think you are going to receive bad news. Now, because you seem like Abraham, because when God tells Abraham to sacrifice his only child, give him to me, Abraham lasted 3 days on the road with his son to take him to that place where God wanted him to be delivered. And one thing they tell you, do this, and without thinking, you do it at once. But that is a tremendous thing. There was God was working that faith of Abraham. The tremendous thing is when they tell you to do it. But not now. I'm going to tell you when you have to fight in your mind for a whole day, for a whole night, in something that you have to do. And you know it will hurt. Wow, this is powerful. This is tremendous. But that's where faith is trained. Because the faith you trust, faith is trust. Trust in the one who told you what you have to do. He knows why he tells you. And you know, well, hold on. Precious is the Lord. So this is wonderful. Sometimes we can feel like Abraham. That time passes and we see nothing. But faith is trust for something. Abraham was called the father of faith, because every time God gives you a promise, comes a process so that you can bear the weight and the size of that promise and the responsibility that that promise carries. I have told you that the more you go up, the more pressure there is. But the more you are prepared to bear that pressure. And now you are already at the door of management. And when you enter, you find the managers gathered there. You immediately see the boss and the owner of the company gathered there. And with not so very friendly faces. With a large list in red. And they start talking to you to thank you for the good work you have done. Which is what you are thinking in those moments. Up to here, I have arrived. I believe that you begin to organize the film after you leave. After a few minutes, they speak. The news arrives. Today, we want to inform you that you have dismissed many people. Many people here have been dismissed for the situation, for the crisis, for the pandemic. What do I know? But we wanted to announce that one of the positions was vacant. And for your loyalty, we consider that you deserve that promotion. And you are going to become the deputy manager in this company. Wow! How do you receive that news? Tremendous truth. When you remain confident in the Lord, He transforms everything. Perhaps you are in a moment where nothing is heard, where everything is dark, where you don't see anything. But let me tell you that the most intense darkness does not appear at the end of the day. The most intense darkness occurs at dawn on a new day because it's already dawn. Today, trust, because God has given you a degree of faith for this moment. As Joseph, he understood, and from prison, he was promoted. In God, there are no setbacks. In God, there is always progress. Although the world seems to show you that you are going backwards, in God, each season is an advance. It only remains firm and believe. Prayer. Father, I thank you for your words. Thank you, because they are words that remind us of your fidelity and that we can learn little by little how the process is, how you work, and know that you are always in control. Thank you, Father, because all this will pass one more season, but we are learning. Help us to remain. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyas. Blessings.